Heading into Labor Day weekend, but it's not a holiday for scammers. They won't be off. More on that now from Tom Johnson of the Better Business Bureau. Tom, what do we need to be on the lookout for this weekend?
Good morning, Bob. Well, Labor Day and Memorial Day typically turn into like opportunities for scammers to really jump on this holiday, send you last-minute travel tips or hotel deals or half price off. And they also, scammers will also try to take advantage of this because this is their unofficial end of summer as well. And so you'll see remodeling scams and door-to-door scams pop up. And as always, check out anybody before you do any type of business with them.
If you get a package that you weren't expecting, be wary of that too. There's a warning from the FBI and the post office. What are they telling us?
Well, it's kind of a takeoff on the old brushing scams where you get a package in the mail and you're not sure what it was. About 3 or 4 years ago, everybody was getting a package, and it was labeled seeds from China. And it was literally sent out to hundreds of thousands of people. And now they have a new twist on it. They're sending out a package, unexplained, something you're not really expecting. And the only thing on that box is a QR code. And the problem with this new twist is if you scan that QR code, it can put viruses and steal information right off your phone because you're taking it right into your phone information.
And in Des Plaines, there's word about a man who was scammed out of more than $6,000. And this was one of those deals where somebody said they needed help with an account. And how did this work, Tom?
It's part of a new category we call double trouble, and we started really noticing it earlier this year, but it seems to have gotten worse, where people go after people who have been victimized before, and they contact them and say, hey, we can get your money back. So they convince you to take your money out of your bank account, put it into cryptocurrency while they keep your bank account safe, and it's gone, unfortunately. So if you've ever been victimized by a scam before, just know that they are going to keep your number and then sometimes pass it along to others so they can try to reach back to you.
Also, we need to look out for social media ads with low prices on well-known brands. Are you getting reports on a scam involving that, Tom?
Yeah, Bob, the statistics are really frightening that so many scam pop-up ads are popping up when you go to your social media accounts. You'll get an ad, and it looks like an amazing deal on something, and just beware that scammers can and do buy pop-up ads in large frequency. So, again, it's one of those, take a moment, give yourself an ounce of prevention, and just take a moment, look at this company. Is there any history on them? What can you find online? And you could find some real trouble red flags online if you look sometimes.
There are good guys out there, and I know you recognize them with the Torch Awards. Fill us in on this, Tom.
So our BBB Torch Awards for our region, Chicago and Northern Illinois, we have this great business contest. It's absolutely free to nominate, free to win. You can be a BBB business or not, and it's our Torch Awards, and it's one of the great brand building, really a beacon to the marketplace that you run a very trustworthy company. And that deadline to nominate, and I can tell you it takes about 45 seconds to nominate for a award that could last you a lifetime of your business. And that's at bbb.org/Chicago Buzz. bbb.org/Chicago Buzz, and you'll find all the information about the Torch Awards. But the deadline to get a nomination in is next Wednesday, September the 3rd.
Better Business Bureau website, bbb.org. For more on that, Tom Johnson, thank you. Enjoy your weekend.
Thank you, Bob.